Happy Friday. Thanks for listening to the Dime C podcast. I hope everybody had a great Friday. I can't wait to take a shower and wind down. I'm going to pour me a glass of wine and I'm going to sit back and watch Orange is the New Black. Season 6 came out and I have been glued ever since. I'm on episode 7 right now. And I wanted to go over some quick topics with you real quick with y'all. Okay, first off, I want to congratulate Dante Allen. He just committed to UK. Go UK. That's my UK. Okay, I love UK basketball. And I wanted to say he really got the chance to show his talents at an AAU tournament in Cartersville, Georgia, this past weekend. His AAU team is called the Mats, and he goes to Pendleton County High School. And, you know, that's kind of odd because, you know, Calipari don't normally recruit from Louisville. But congratulations once again to Dante Allen on the he's in the class of 2019. Dante Allen, congratulations. He will be going to UK next year. Another quick sports topic. Rick Pitino, y'all, he's back, okay? He's coming out with a book, okay? Katina Powell is not going to outdo him and outshine him on his celebrity at Louisville, at University of Louisville, okay? So, Rick Pitino is coming out with a book. I cannot wait to read it. I definitely will be ordering online on Amazon Rick Pitino's book because I can't wait to see what he has to say in this book. And I'm sure it's going to make a lot of money because, like I said, that was probably the most breaking news ever in college history of basketball, what went down at U of L, okay? It was all type of craziness going on. But as you can see, news is breaking all over from different football, basketball teams. Parents, watch your kids. Even though they are in college, a lot of these men out here who are supposed to be leaders and mentors do not always have the best interest in your children and your young men that are growing up, and women too. So y'all just be careful to know, to just be involved with your kids and know what's going on. Because if you didn't know, I forget the coach's name in Ohio. The assistant coach was physically abusing his wife, and the head coach knew, and he got to stay around. I'll get more details with that. We're not even going to go into that. But my main concern is, parents, always be sure to know what your kids are into and know the adults that they're around, because some of them cannot be trusted. Okay? Prime example. JCPS will be starting in 2 weeks. Yes, y'all, school is coming back. I cannot wait to send my son. I didn't put him in any summer program this summer because I wanted us to have a mother-son bond. But kids are getting ready to go back to school. Be sure to get them school supplies. They on sale at Target, Walmart, Office Max, Office Depot, wherever you go to get school supplies. Make sure you go get them because everybody's having a sale right about now. In downtown Louisville, a little bit of salty news. The parking rates are going up. The meters are going up downtown. Yes, I said it. So y'all might want to carpool when you go to work. They going up just like everything else. Food, shoes, what's not going up? I was reading an article the other day. Downtown Louisville meter rates went up 25 cents an hour in the garages and surrounding areas too. It says garages around Parking Authority and River City Park. That's who's going up. So, yeah, just know to bring a little bit more change and a couple more dollars if you do work downtown. Okay, see, that was real quick. I'm just about done with my show. Thank you for listening to the Dime C podcast. But you know I can't leave without you getting my quote of the day. My quote of the day is by Ashanti Shakur. I always mess up her name. I'm sorry. Sorry, my queen, my sister. I'll be messing up your name sometimes. Ashanti Shakur. She was Tupac's aunt. Yes, this rings a bell. You see the Shakur. Here's her quote. The first thing the enemy tries to do is isolate revolutionaries from the people making us horrible, hideous monsters so that our people will hate us. That was just a message to our revolutionaries out there. The first thing the enemy tries to do is isolate revolutionaries from the people making us horrible, hideous monsters so that our people will hate us. And that's exactly what they've done in the past. They've tried to make the positive influential activists, the media will try to turn them into monsters and evil beings. And we all know that's not true. Just like they did Malcolm. Ain't nobody gonna forget how they did Malcolm. His own people turned on him. You had some Uncle Tom's turn on him. That's all right. Malcolm, rest in peace. She was born, just a little info on Ashanti Shakur. She was born, her name was Joanne Deborah Byron. That's where she was born, in Flushing, Queens, New York City, July 16th, 1947. She was a former member of the Black Liberation Army. She, you know, they tried to get her too. They convicted her for first degree murder of a state trooper. That was a lie. This was over a shootout in New Jersey Turnpike in 1973. She had a dip, okay? She had a dip up out of here. They still, you know, well, no, she went to jail for a little bit and then she escaped. So that's how you know. Clearly, she didn't shoot or kill, no, murder no cop or state trooper. Her brother is Dr. Matula Shakur. He is doing time right now. Another activist who was convicted, wrongfully convicted. There's plenty of them out there. You can just research them. Over the years, I've researched certain activists who were jailed. It happens all the time. If you have a political bias or a difference in this world, the land of the free, you have crooked people of the higher ups, I'm gonna call them, that will try to destroy you, basically. That's the only way I can put it. The higher ups will try to destroy you. If you have a different opinion in your political beliefs and the land of the free, it's our constitutional right. You have, I guess you could say, spies out here who are watching you of the higher ups with a little bit of money in their pocket that will get you out of there. They will wrongfully convict you and you'll end up in jail. Just to throw it out there. Not everybody. But in the past, if you read your history and know, a lot of people who stood up against hatred and what was going on back in the 50s, 60s, and so on, someone found a way to put you in jail, whether if it was the government, the police, CIA. Okay, I can go on and on with that. And I wanted to go on to say, Matula Shakur is in jail because of the same thing. It was an FBI illegal counterintelligent program called COINTELPRO. COINTELPRO. I break it up. It's COINTELPRO. Yes, they got the Black Panthers out of there. Infiltrate. You have people who are very powerful, who have a lot of leaders. When other people don't like that, y'all know who I'm talking about, they will find a way. The feds, okay? I don't trust them. The CIA, none of them. They are the higher ups. People pay them to blackmail other people because that's clearly why this man is still in jail serving time. Every time he goes up for parole, he gets denied. Hello, this man has a message. He's very intelligent. He has a background in health. One of his friends was Geronimo Pratt, another man, Black Panther, I mean to say. So I'm going to leave off. Thank you for listening to the Dime Seed podcast. I will be back to educate you all next week. Remember two things. Always stay true to yourself. And remember to do something out here that you enjoy doing. Because if you don't, what are you doing it for? You need to fix it. And always remember to fight the power.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.